among the ever-growing list of apocalyptic scenarios that might befall us in the near future and give us sleepless nights in the meantime. The threat of a global pandemic is one that experts warn we are dangerously unprepared for. Later this month, leaders from global business, government, and health organizations will come together to observe a multimedia pandemic simulation called Event 201. Eric Toner is the Event 201 Project Director and Senior Scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Hello, Dr. Toner.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Well, it sounds pretty grim. what kind of a situation are you going to be simulating?
Well, we are modeling this fictitious outbreak largely on SARS, but also having derived lessons from the 1918 influenza pandemic. Right. So you can think of this as SARS on steroids.
SARS on steroids, and people remember. Just remind us about the SARS outbreak and what happened then.
So SARS originated in southern China and quickly spread into Hong Kong and from Hong Kong around the world. And this was in early 2003. There were 8,000 cases, 800 deaths, but it caused tremendous amounts of economic and societal consequences in the cities in which the outbreaks were focused. So Toronto, Hong Kong, Singapore, Taipei, for example.
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to get at in Event 201 is to focus on these economic and societal consequences of pandemic. We've done other exercises. We've talked about the public health and medical aspects. Here we want to talk about the other effects of a pandemic.
Other effects, such as?
Well, such as the effect on the economies. What would happen if, as we saw with SARS, travel and trade were restricted? What happens to markets? What happens to people's trust in government if they don't feel like they can be protected from a serious infectious disease? Those are the kinds of things that we're going to ask the 15 participants to wrestle with.
I remember flying into Toronto during the SARS outbreak, and there were just signs, you know, telling you to be careful, you know, and please don't come to Canada if you're coughing, sort of thing.
I mean, right.
That, what else can you do?
Well, there's a lot. Once a severe pandemic starts, there actually is a limited amount that you can do, but you can do a lot in advance to prepare, and that's one of our main messages, which is that it takes concerted effort, lots of money, political will to make the changes that are necessary to actually prepare us well for a severe pandemic. And that's what we're trying to get people to understand.
So this is really a full-on appeal to local government, state government, departments of health, that sort of thing.
Well, yes, certainly to them. But in this exercise, we're really trying to broaden the audience for this awareness raising. And so this exercise is focused on leaders of global businesses, leaders of international organizations. We don't think the business community has been sufficiently engaged in thinking about pandemic preparedness. They don't, we think, understand the implications a pandemic would have for their business or the role that they could have in promoting pandemic preparedness in their countries where they do business.
It's always interesting to be a sort of on the sidelines when these things happen because you're watching so many different departments cope with things. How many people are actually going to be involved? You know, we're talking about emergency responders and so on. How many people are going to be taking part in this thing?
In our exercise, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, in our exercise is a limited number. It's only 15 players. So this is not a functional exercise. We're not testing an agency to see how well they can respond. We're trying to get these participants to wrestle with policy issues. What are the high-level policy issues that would have to be addressed in a pandemic? And I don't want to spoil anybody's fun who was going to watch it online, but there are some pretty tough questions that are likely to come up in a severe pandemic. And we're trying to prompt the participants to have a robust discussion of these policy issues for which there are not clear cut, simple answers.
Yeah. I suppose how closely you restrict travel is one big question, isn't it?
Of course. Of course. And so one of the things, as an example, that we want them to discuss is, so what if there are real risks to travel, but also restricting travel causes tremendous economic hardship? How do you balance those two? And so the way we do these exercises is we set up very difficult policy choices for which there are very reasonable arguments on either side. And we use that as a way to promote a robust discussion.
Wow.
And so we're doing this exercise in New York with these 15 players, but it's also being simultaneously we're doing an online version. So people who register online at event201live.com can participate themselves. They'll see the same videos, they'll see the same briefings, and they will have an opportunity to engage in the same discussion questions.
Well, sounds like a great opportunity. Thank you very much, Dr. Turner, for being with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.